wow, this is a great record. I hung my head. Sting. I was looking at the sleeve. Sting wrote it.
No, that's a surprise, isn't
it? To me, it sounded like either one of Johnny's or one of a John Prine song. It sounded like a John Prine song to me. Mm. Yeah,
but he's made some good stuff, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I'm very surprised it's Sting, because it's...
But it's a great recording, isn't it, Shaggy?
It's a great recording. As I say, there's four CDs, and I only have two. I'm getting the two middle ones, and... the way it's recorded, it's
right,
like if he's singing to you
in
the front room.
There's
and
no echo on it or anything.
It's very basic.
You can't imagine a guy saying, you know, oh, once more for me, loves, and drop it in there, can you? I mean, he sat there and he sang it, isn't he?
Yeah, from start to finish.
Yeah.
And also, as well, I also think that, you know, you don't have to be a country music lover to like the last work of Johnny Cash of his four CDs. I mean... you just don't have to, because there's everything on there, really.
Yeah.
It's not the typical ding-dicka-dicka-dicka, you know, it's more than that. And and I think he, as I said previous, I think this was something he wanted to do before he passed away. I think he knew he was going to, you know, his time was up pretty soon.
Yeah, and we were talking before you came in, weren't we, Jeff, about the fact that everybody in Nashville was really surprised when June Carter died before Johnny did.
Mm.
And Roger Cook, you know, the songwriter mate of mine, he phoned me up and said, "Are you Joe?" He said, "Nashville's in mourning." I said, "Never seen nothing like it." He said, "They, you know, before Johnny going, you know."
Yeah, and I don't think that helped either, because you know, losing your partner. I mean,
that's what I mean. It really,
it must have certainly.
Because she brought him out of all that drug bit, didn't she?
Apparently, yeah, she certainly helped.
She kind of looked after him and got him out of trouble and that. Yeah. Well, it's a great. It comes to us all, mate.
Mm.
I wonder what they'll play of ours when we snuff it. Probably to play Henry VIII of mine and this old house of yours or something.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, let's hope I do some more recording. And
you've got to keep working.
You
keeps
have.
You
keep,
young.
Keep keeping away. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I must tell everyone, because I wish it was television. You like, you look 10 years younger than when I last saw you. He looks great, folks. You haven't been on them one of them silly exercise bike things, have you?
No, I wish I'd had to come in and see him today, you know?
Yeah.
It makes me feel ancient on my birthday.
You should have seen the state of him when he walked in here this morning. He looks a bit better now, you know, but there you go. So are you gigging, Shaggy, at all? You on the road at all? Are you doing any gigs?
No, not... well, actually, yes, I've done a few festivals, and the last one in particular I did in Vienna, which was very exciting. I was asked to do that.
I heard about that. Was there 200,000 people there or something, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was the 20th anniversary, and there was, in the end, I think, just before I went on stage, it was 180,000. And then it went on the internet, and apparently the viewing figures were going in, was tapping into it, and then it crashed at a certain figure. But I was told after the show it was about 200,000 people. It was a massive place. There was 18 stages of the main stage, and then there was four nights of... people atop the bill, and I was kindly asked to do one top of the bill, and I was very pleased. It was
what
great.
About the band? Did you do a lot of rehearsals for it, or did you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Well, I'm a bit like you. We always say we should have had a bit more rehearsal, but at the end of the night, you just got to do it. Really,
yeah.
We had four days, and early evenings. Which
so, Stuart was Stuart Carmel involved at all?
Yeah, Stuart was there.
He's a good bloke to have around, isn't he?
He's a lovely guy, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a very good bass player and very professional on stage.
Yeah.
And and Howard's still there, Howard Tibble, from the early records, yeah.
He used to play with me, Howard.
He's a very good drummer, a nice guy with it as well.
Roger McHugh as well.
Roger I've used on and off from time to time. Got a new lead guitarist now, which fits in quite well. And we use Ben Walters on piano, which is very,
as
very
a,
good.
As I said, you've always had a great band.
Well, thank you.
Always
for that.
Had
that's
a
great, yeah.
That's
well,
Ben's fantastic. Have you heard Ben Walters play?
I know, they're all...
Oh, he's
yeah,
outrageous.
But you see, you can name all these
what
great people, but you see, the point is, all them great musicians don't necessarily make a good band.
No.
You can get a dozen of the best players in the world and stick them in a band, the whole thing would be a total mess.
Yeah. You've got to have the feel for it.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Anybody can play a three-chord or four-chord song of some... kind of era, but it's how you play it, and a lot of people forget that, you know, in the Chuck Berry songs and so forth. I mean, there are a lot of jazz musicians. I mean, yeah. Great musicians.
Well, this is it, because all that's the early
Joe rock Turner, rock. You know.
Yeah, Joe. But there was a swing. The drummer played a swing while everyone else played against the swing, and that's what gave it that rock and roll feel. The English rock and roll, if they play a Chuck Berry song, they're inclined to all go on the beat with it.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, and
swing. It's sounding like playing a 45 on a 78 speed.
Yes,
everything used to be fast.
Too fast. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right.
Well, you see, look, good job we're still around, mate. You're showing how to do it.
I think it's got to be with all kinds of music you're into, you know. It has to come within you. You have to feel it, and you have to have the heart for it.
Absolutely.
Really.
That's the word, a heart. And that's what I like about some of these Nashville musicians. They, even though they're really young, they've got that heart. I think it's bred into them, you know. And another, which brings me to this, I've got this bit of paper in front of me. I noticed that you picked a Dwight Yoakam track. Now, I'm not sure the people in Radio Berkshire even know who Dwight Yoakam is, but I should tell them something about him. He's a country singer, basically, isn't he?
Yeah, he came on the scene, I think, around about 88 in Nashville. And, you know, he brought the kind of the Johnny Cashes and you know, the greats of the country back in, and he's made a lot of great records, and I first heard a couple of his songs, and I liked it, and I ended up getting most of his CDs.
Is he the guy that was married to some famous actress or something?
I think it was Sharon Stone, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah. Ever since he's been writing songs about the break up.
Yeah. Well, let's play one of his tracks. It's called A Thousand Miles From Nowhere.